Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Animal Communication Podcast, where the pets talk. I'm Danielle Tremblay, Animal Communicator of InsightWithAnimals.com. Each podcast highlights a real animal communication session between a person and their pet. The focus of conversation will be a question or series of questions posed by the owner revolving around one topic. So today's guest is Carol from Colorado. Thank you for being here, Carol.
Sure.
And Carol, can you please go ahead and introduce your bird friend who we'll be working with today?
Sure. This is Ruby. She's an African gray parrot. She's about 17 years old, I think. We received her from another owner who didn't want her anymore and who I think had neglected her for some years before she agreed with her veterinarian to give up the bird. And then the veterinarian called us and said, oh, we have a bird that's being relinquished. Would you please take her? And that's how she ended up with us. We think she's a girl, but really I think the veterinarian thinks she's a boy.
Okay.
Her name was Ruby with the old owner, and we changed her name to Ruby as a female name. And I'd like to know how she considers herself, male or female. Did the name change bother her? She seems to respond to it really well.
Okay, great. So let me call her in, and we'll start that the gender question. Yes, as far as the name goes, Ruby. Okay, so Ruby, how do you feel about being called Ruby instead of Rudy these days? She says that's fine. Do you consider yourself female versus male? She says, I can consider myself to be anything and everything, but female works for me in this household. She thinks there's enough males in the home already, so she says being female adds a nice ambience to the atmosphere. She wouldn't want her name changed to anything but Ruby, because this is how she knows herself to be. When I ask, what does that mean? She says, I see myself as Ruby. I see myself as sparkly and kind and boisterous like a Ruby should be.
Perfect.
Nice.
Excellent. Well, since we can't tell their gender by looking at them, it's only internally or a blood test that you know, this was a bit of a question. So thank you. You know, sometimes as a parrot, she has a big vocabulary, and sometimes she speaks absolutely context appropriately. And sometimes it just kind of sounds like random noises and random words that she's spouting out that she's learned. How much English does she really understand?
She says quite a bit. Now, she says she doesn't listen to the human verbal chatter out loud all the time, not continuously.
Okay.
She says, sometimes I make noises just to soothe myself. It's very fun for me to, like, make little chortles or little, she calls them wisps. A wisp is, I will define it as close to something like a whisper. It's a very low note. It's a single note. And she's doing it when she's busy, doing a busy activity, such as playing or something along those lines. Know that it's kind of like her version, she tells me, of talking to myself. Okay, when she's making those noises for herself. Now, how much of the English language, back to that question, she says there are key words that she understands. Food, for example, walk, she knows, as well, step up. She even says she understands the phrase of put your head down. Those words translate very easily into her mind. As far as other things, she says there's times when that nonsense is being said by humans. Nonsense to her is what? She says things that I'm not interested in. That's all defined as nonsense. So then she's not always paying attention. She tells me there's times that she just doesn't want to go back in her cage. She fully understands you're asking her it's time to go back or come on, let's go back, can you help me get you back? But I see her walking away, and she's very clear in understanding what you seek of her through your language, through your body language even. But she's not always going to easily put her back in. So I understand more than you know is also the short answer, she tells me, to your question. But I don't let on everything. By the way, when you whistle to me, she adds, I love that.
Yeah, we know. She responds well. Why doesn't she talk more to us?
She just says, I do, in my own way. I use I language a lot. What is I language?
Yeah.
It is looks. So it's I language to her is eye contact, it's indirect looks, looking from you, looking to another object she wants you to manipulate or engage in for her or with her. She's very good at that. She says, you're a smart human. You can figure me out. I language is a loud enough voice. As far as how about you just speaking words out loud in the English language, does that interest you, interacting in that way? She says, I do it when I want to. It depends. I think my own unique bird noises that don't have a definitive word that translates in the English language, you know, in other words, her not saying an English word, she thinks those are more fun. They're also more natural.
Okay. You know, sometimes she shakes her head back and forth and kind of charges at me. Or she just she fluffs her feathers and she shakes her head back and forth. And I think that's like a no, I don't want to do that. Leave me alone. I'm happy where I am kind of a gesture. Is that correct?
Okay, sure. Tell me about that, Ruby. She says she's being on the defensive in that moment. Mm-hmm. Are you thinking the word, you know, no, you don't want to do something? She says, sometimes I just don't want to be bothered. I don't want to be touched in that moment. Leave me alone. So, yeah, it is about leave
mm-hmm.
me alone.
Okay.
She doesn't want to do whatever you had in mind for her to do. You know, the nice thing is she tells me she advances like, a person on a galloping horse, and then she retreats. So,
right.
I don't see her, you know, going through with any sort of meanness or attack or rudeness beyond the, I'm just showing you that I'm not interested
right.
in that.
She gets over it quickly. She often doesn't want to go to her cage when I have to leave for work in the morning. But the cage is for her to protection from the other bird that's kind of free roaming in our house. I think she understands that. But we turn cartoons on to keep her busy because I know that she takes requires a lot of mental stimulation. Does she like the cartoons?
She does like them, you know, and she does see colors. She's showing me the colors of the characters moving about. They're like ants moving on a TV screen, she says. I see them well enough. I have great eyesight. So I like the movement and the colors. The actual voices and music and all that associated with the cartoon, do you pay any attention to that, Ruby? She says I do. It depends. She tells me there's certain tunes that she hums or that she'll sway to with her head. So apparently there's some very familiar ones that she is somehow used to, and swaying of her head is her version of bebopping. It doesn't last long. It feels like it's very short-lived, but yeah, leave them on for me. She says she likes the cartoon that has a lot of yellow. I don't know if there's a yellow bird. She tells me there's a yellow bird in the cartoon or a cartoon character who's big and yellow or has a lot of yellow on them, but that's
okay. Okay. Well, good. One last question about, we sometimes have to get our beak trimmed. Does that hurt?
It's very uncomfortable. The vibration kind of spooks her.
Right.
Does it actually cause pain? She says irritation can be a pain sometimes, so it's irritating, it's annoying, it's very uncomfortable physically for her to do that. But pain, it's not painful like you and I would call pain, but it's still upsetting to her, and she shows me a big sigh after it's over, like, phew, I'm glad that's done.
Right.
Do you understand why it's being done, though? She does. She's still not keen on it. I still see her avoiding you if she knows you're coming.
Yeah, well, we don't like doing that either, just that I would ask. Does she have a job or a role or a purpose in our household?
Yeah, so Ruby, she says, I'm the talker. What do you mean by talker? She's the one that keeps tabs on everybody, and she informs the cat, okay, of what it should be and should not be doing. Is also what she
says. Okay.
Do you see that, Carol?
No, I don't. And I'm trying to figure out which cat she's telling what to do. I can't imagine that it works very well with any of them.
No, she says it doesn't, but she still tries. She tells me that they are supposed to be on the floor. She doesn't like it when the cats get up on an elevated position, like on the arm of a chair.
She
thinks cats are supposed to be on the floor and birds are supposed to be in the air and higher up.
Yeah, I know which cat now. Yeah, the Bengal.
Okay. Cool.
So she just keeps the cat in line, huh?
Well, she tries, but yeah, he doesn't pay too much attention. Any other thoughts on your purpose, Ruby? She just is taking care of all of you. She's like a mother hen. She shows me an image of wrapping her wings around her family. Interesting. Does not include the cat that doesn't listen to her, but includes not everybody else. Also doesn't include one of the dogs. It does include the other three dogs. But anyway, she shows me wrapping the wings around, and she says, my family. The family are the ones that really listen to her and respect her. The ones that don't listen, she kind of excludes a little bit. But she's still neutral to them in behavior.
Right. When I first, we were trying to decide whether or not we were going to take her, I thought she was showing me pictures of a nest. And I thought that meant maybe she wanted to have babies. It's like, no, I can't do that. Did she really just mean she wanted a family?
She wanted to be one of the flock. And you are all the flock. So it is the reference of being part of a family indeed.
Okay.
Good. Well, thank you, Ruby. And she just says, I am so beloved here. I am so beloved. Excellent.
Oh, she
Thank
is.
You
we
so
enjoy
much,
her.
Carol.
Thank you.
All right. You all have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.